hello again. I am back after my Christmas break, my excessively long Christmas break, some might say. And I have got a new tip for you. I'm going to start my audio tips. I was going to say daily audio tips, but let's face it, I don't manage it every day, but I do a fair amount. And I want to start this time by talking about social media, because that's kind of what I finished on just before Christmas. The last major post that I put out before Christmas was about using social media and integrating it better with your website. The social media is not a separate thing from your website, but it should be a part of it and it should all be tied together. Now, in that article, I used a lot of examples from Twitter, because Twitter is the kind of main social network that is used by my followers on Boag World. And so I've done a lot of work on Boag World with Twitter. But obviously, that's not everybody. Twitter actually is more of a techie kind of network. It's got a different type of people. And if you're looking for a more mainstream network, then Facebook is the place to be, depending on your demographic. And you need to look at your users and where they are and what network they're using. But if they're using Facebook, I thought I would give you some thoughts about Facebook and about how you can use Facebook, because Facebook has some great tools on offer, some great apps that it uses to make your life so much better and attract users and make their lives easier as they use your website. So what has Facebook got on offer? Well, they've got a whole developer area and API area, and you can do all kinds of very, very clever stuff with Facebook. But what I want to focus on is the simpler stuff, the stuff that maybe you could look at integrating yourself if you are a website owner with a little bit of know-how and a little bit of expertise, rather than building whole applications and going out to a developer. You know, if you want that kind of stuff, then that's when you come to somebody like Headscape. But if you want stuff you can do yourself, then take some of these examples. So, for example, it's relatively easy to add the ability for users to log into your site using Facebook. Now, it depends on what login system you've got, and what CMS you're using and what runs your website. But if you're using a well-known system like something like WordPress or whatever else, you can enable users to log into your site using Facebook. You can also allow them to register for your site using Facebook. This is something that we do on the Boag World Forum, for example, that runs off of forum software called Vanilla. You don't need to even register for that site. You can just log straight in with Facebook and start posting. So that makes life loads easier and removes one of those barriers for your users that maybe prevents them from making the effort to contribute to your site. The kind of related area to that is comments, of course. It is remarkably easy to take any website and drop in Facebook comments. These are great for a number of reasons. One is they're really easy to implement. So you could take pretty much any page on your site, copy and paste a little bit of code, dump it in, and voila, you then have comments. So even if you don't normally run comments on your site, but you want to run them for a particular event that happened or a particular post that you've put up, then you can use Facebook comments and get them up and running in a matter of moments. The other really good thing about Facebook comments, of course, is that a user doesn't need to log in because they've already got a Facebook account. Also, you tend to get less spam because spam bots don't tend to have a Facebook account in order to do that. But probably the number one thing that really makes Facebook comments interesting is the fact that when someone posts a comment to your site, they also have the option to share that with their friends on Facebook, so attracting more traffic back to your site. There's the obvious stuff that we all know about, liking things that are on your site, that people can click a button and say, yes, I like this, and that appears to their friends. You can also do something called a share button, which is a little bit more sophisticated than a like button. It allows users to put in a bit of information about why they like this particular page, what it is about it, so it sells it a little bit harder to their friends' network, which is obviously great for you. You know, it does require a little bit more effort from the user, but if they're willing to make that effort, then having the share button alongside the like button is definitely worth doing. There's also ways that you can pull Facebook directly into your site. You can add, for example, an activity stream of all your latest updates on Facebook and what people have been posting on the wall and that kind of stuff, which is always great. Easy to do again. Copy and pasting some code. Nothing more complicated than that. There's also something called FacePile, which strikes me as a slightly disturbing name, which shows a load of avatars of the different people that are following you and have liked you on Facebook. Now, these are really great because it uses that whole social pressure thing that I've talked about before and the social reassurance thing. So because all of these people like what you're doing, then the chances are I'm going to like it too. So it's that kind of reinforcement, and we tend to like to follow the crowd. So showing a load of avatars of different people that really like what you do is a great thing. The final thing, second from final thing I wanted to mention is that Facebook have made some changes to make it so much easier now for you to customize your Facebook pages and get them very much in line with your actual website. So you can use a technology called iframes, which essentially what it's doing is pulling content directly from wherever you want on the internet and dumping it into a kind of Facebook wrapper or your Facebook page. And this means you could have everything from an e-commerce site running within Facebook to anything else that you see pretty much on the web. You could have video there, you could have all kinds of stuff to really bring your Facebook page alive. From a design point of view now, there really are limitless possibilities of how cool you can make your Facebook page and how closely tied with the website it can be. So that maybe is a little bit more complicated to do. You might want to get a designer or a developer involved in that, but certainly worthwhile doing to really tie those Facebook and your website together closely. The very last thing that I wanted to mention is something called a live stream, which is essentially a kind of chat area on your website. So again, you can put this into pretty much any page on your website, and it allows users to just post content, chat messages to one another in real time on your website in a kind of very chat room-esque kind of way. And again, that can be posted back to their kind of own friends and their own wall and that kind of stuff. Now, the great thing about the live stream, of course, is when it's linked to a video or a live event of some description where people can be chatting together about what they're seeing. So this is really good for conferences and all kinds of situations. Maybe you're doing an open forum online, or you're doing some kind of streaming event with Ustream or something like that. You may wish to integrate Facebook alongside it. So as you can see, there's lots of ways of tying together your social media with your website and getting to work in this kind of coherent strategy. And that is the kind of areas that I'm really excited about at the moment and I see so much potential in. And I just wanted to prove to you that that's as much a Facebook thing as it is a Twitter thing or anywhere else. Hopefully that's given you a load of stuff to wrap your head around. A bit long, isn't it, really, for a daily tip. But there you go. I'm full of good ideas today.